For this episode, I talked to the Porch Party Mamas about a song that one of their members, Sania Mack, wrote following a road trip with her husband. I asked her what she wanted people to focus on in the song, and here's her answer.
I don't know what to say. I think when you give people time to spend, you get a good result. I feel like my husband and I do have a good relationship pretty much regularly. But there's that connecting, that time to connect. Maybe I think that's important to me, and that's what I'd like people to get. There's time to connect.
More about that road trip, the relationship between music and the visual arts, and collaborating on bringing a song to its final form, all that and more can be found in today's episode of Tell Me About Your Song.
And I've got nothing to do but to lay here too on the wide open night sky. While those times we...
Hello and welcome to Tell Me About Your Song, the podcast where I talk to musicians and songwriters about a song they've written. Today's song is Broken Line by Sania Mack of the Porch Party Mamas, and we've got a few members of the band here to talk about it.
So I'm Sania Mack. I play guitar and sing for the group, and my name is spelled with a K, K-S-E-N-I-A.
I'm Felicia Brady Lopez, and I also sing and play accordion and sometimes play bass and guitar and glockenspiel.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Jane Grondin, and I mostly play fiddle, sometimes play a little guitar, and also sing.
And I'm Katrine Peterson, and I play percussion and sing background vocals.
And we have one girl that's not here tonight, Kelly Riley, and she's a songwriter, singer, and plays bass primarily, but also can play guitar.
And ukulele.
Excellent. So where would you guys like to start with this song?
Sania is also a painter, so she's, you know, very much into colors and landscapes and
visual,
yeah.
My husband and I have taken road trips since our honeymoon. Our honeymoon was a road trip, and we went 8,500 miles. And after we got all through, we realized it on the trip, too, that we really liked this. So we kept doing them, and we've been to all 50 states, and he's a photographer. And he was going to have a show at a gallery of some of his road trip photos, and he asked me to write a soundtrack for the whole show. So after thinking, you know, that was not a good idea, and going back and forth with him, I started writing pieces for this road trip. So the idea was that people would come into the gallery and look at the photographs, and then there would be music playing, and that would be the music that I wrote that would go with specific photographs. And so I needed a theme song for our road trips, and that's how I wrote this song. And I recorded it for that show, just a very small pressing, and all of these three girls came and helped me arrange it and recorded it. And then we recorded it again on our album differently and more matured after we spent some time with it. So this is the theme song for all those road trips. So I wrote a series of maybe 8 to 10 songs on this CD, and some of them were very, very short because, you know, your attention span, if you look at a photograph, is not going to be that long. And then Robert paired the music with the photograph so that you were literally supposed to, instead of listening to, and in 1817, Mary Magdalene decided to, you know, paint Mary Cassatt hanging on the... Instead of that, you would hear music instead. And what we found happened was when you look at a still photograph and listen to music and you actually have to stay there for all of maybe a minute or 2 minutes, the photograph starts to move. It starts to actually, like, have the shadows change, and it was quite bewitching, but it did...
Especially if you're on your third glass of wine.
Yes. Well, anyway, it was also not really realistic. It didn't really work. People didn't really want to spend all that time listening to the music and walking through. So it ended up being that they just played it. Most of the time, they just played it while the show was up. And so the music just played.
My impression from the email that I exchanged earlier is that it was inspired by a specific photograph. Is that true? Or
it is, actually, this photograph that I found when I was looking for the lyrics. So it's a dark road with a yellow broken line, and it's pretty empty in a sort of a gray sky, you know, but it's one of those wide open spaces where you just see the yellow line and then the broken line, which to me actually makes a rhythm. Like when you're in a car and you listen to the rhythm of the wheels and you listen to the, in my mind as a kid, I used to always make music out of the broken line in the road.
Right. I feel that that's the same thing with the percussion, that that's what I can remember, seeing that image and feeling like it's something you're moving constantly in that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what we created.
The very first lyric I had was, I forgot what I just said.
I forgot what I just said.
So the lyric that came out was, I forgot what I just said. I lost the thought that I had. It must have slipped between the seat and the drum beat. But there are many lyrics that didn't. There are many times I wrote that phrase over and over and over without coming to that exact phrasing and point. So part of writing lyrics, I think, is what's really fun is all the bad ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think it starts here. Oh, yeah. I forgot what I just said. It fell between my thumbs and slipped between myself and the thought that I just had. I forgot what I just said. It slipped between the thought I had. Something slipped, dropped between the seat that ended up beneath my feet. I forgot what I just said. It slipped down between the seats. One long moment playing drums inside my head. You're not so far away. As a matter of fact, you're right here. I forgot what I just said. It slipped between the thought I had, down between the dirty seat and the gummy treat beneath my feet. Finally, we get to...
I forgot what I just said. I lost the thought that I had. It must have slipped between the seat and the drum beat.
So that's the one I kept. I pretty much should have probably kept the gummy treat one.
The gummy treat is good.
It's all right.
So it's just all those layers of lyrics I go through.
And I've got nothing to do but to lay here too on the wide open night sky.
Well, I wrote a chorus and I had a really good friend listen to it, and she said, well, I think you could go further. And I knew what she meant. It just wasn't good enough, and it took, I'd say, a couple of days for it to really evolve. But I really wanted to capture those long feelings of looking up at the stars and just having nothing to do. Like, one of the things that I loved about being on a road trip with my husband is that there isn't anything to do. We actually leave without a plan. So we're not trying to get anywhere, anywhere specifically. And so finding little towns and having time to not do anything together evolves these kind of conversations that make you really feel very connected, that you don't give yourself that space in everyday life necessarily. Connected with the person and connected with the surrounding. And also it's just kind of like if you've had any fights, you know, they get kind of washed away as the miles go on. And, you know, you get new fights when you're on a road trip, too. You get a brand new one.
Like when he won't stop at the bathroom for you.
Yeah, no, he always stops in the bathroom for me. But, yes, right, that's your husband.
Huh? You know what? But I have something to say about that.
I bet.
Because maybe it was subconscious, but when you do your verses, you're telling the story, it's more wordy and the notes move more often.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get to the chorus, and I've got nothing to do, it's like you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're just holding these notes, but to lay you to.
It's just
very
all
simple.
Space.
And then, yeah, spacious. I'm sure you meant to do that.
I love that. Yes, yeah. Good. Thank you, Felicia.
One thing that I like about the chorus of this song in particular is that I feel like it's, by the time the audience hears it again, like the second time around,
it's pretty easy to sing along with or to hum along with, or, you know, it's pretty easy for an audience member, even one who's not that familiar with the song, you know, it would be a song that I would easily be able to hum along with. You know how some songs you might start tapping your toe to them? This one is one that you, I feel like you could sing along with pretty quickly.
Baby blue, the sky and land divide into a Mondrian without end.
So my husband and I were in Terry, Montana. Like, we decided we don't know where we're going, and we just want to keep going further west. And my husband Robert once says, I just want to go to this town where there's nothing. Well, there was a lot of towns with nothing, but it had to have a bar and it had to have a hotel. And the neon light from the hotel, you could see it flash all night long in our room. And it was like, motel, 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 you know. And it was really a very, actually, kind of nice place. And it had this upstairs balcony that looked out over the street. It was like such an old honky-tonk, you know. And we were driving a red Kia Soul. So I go in the morning to buy groceries in the grocery store, and I see that they have wine, and we were out of wine. So I thought I'd pick up a bottle for the evening, right? And this lady says, oh, we don't sell wine at 7 in the morning. And I say, well, that's a good thing, because I don't drink wine at 7 in the morning, but I wanted one for later tonight. And she goes, we saw your outfit coming down in that red Soul.
So, from Massachusetts.
We see, I was like, wow. And I put the wine back, you know. But the funny thing is that Rob was really into taking photographs, and he was taking abstract photographs of Terry, Montana. So he would walk up to some building that had a little blue, a little white, and a little red square and get really close with his camera and take these pictures. And so that was Mondrian to me, you know, that the painter Mondrian. But the whole funny thing about me saying it's a Mondrian without end is that is actually a Rothko with the one block in one color in a horizontal line and another block in another color. So I actually ended up saying the wrong artist, and Rothko just doesn't work in the song. So Mondrian stays. And anyway, I'm sure that's a big garbled image, but that's the whole second verse sitting right there.
To a Mondrian without end. Red glare window through the night from that hotel, neon light. This town was a poker game. It saw us coming. What was its name?
Do any of the rest of you sort of remember when you first kind of encountered this song and what you had to say about it?
I mean, I remember working on it in your living room, but was that before we worked on it for the Lost Across America project?
No, that was 2 weeks before we recorded it for the Lost Across America project.
Okay.
2 weeks before.
And that was the photo exhibit that they're talking about that was called Lost Across America.
That was the name of it, Lost Across America.
I just remember it feeling pretty new when we recorded it, because mm-hmm. it was new. And now it feels like such an old, familiar, mm-hmm. comfortable song, like an old sweater you put on, you know?
Yeah.
So we were still getting to know it back then.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we kept it pretty simple. It's a fairly uncomplicated arrangement. On the fiddle, I'm doing like practically nothing on the whole song other than just a shuffle.
This town was a poker game.
I wanted to
create the road imagery to keep that going, and that's pretty much all I'm doing so that it has that pulse to it.
You know, we recorded this song twice. Once was way before we were ready for this little album that I released with the show, and then another time after the song had gelled. And they were coming up with parts right in the recording space and then laying it down and not making any errors. I mean, this was just like boom, 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 and it was done. And then, you know, maybe the second time through, they'd say, hey, I think I'm going to play this and you're going to play that, and they would just come up with this swelling, beautiful line, and it was done.
While those times we
I think some nice touches, though, are Jane, fiddle player, had an idea of having an ascending scale in thirds that she does on fiddle and I do on accordion while we're singing backups in the chorus. Under wide open night sky, and all those times. I think that adds a really nice line. And the break in the middle, I remember when that happened, we wanted to just do something really different and do percussive sounds on our instruments, but in a non-conventional way.
Mm-hmm. And in the recording, the honest truth is, we recorded that song and we forgot to put all that in percussion in it. And we do that live. And so we left the recording studio and it was blank. We left this sort of, nothing is really happening in that section. And so we went back and I dropped a little piano in it in the recording, and that brings the volume way down, and it's...
I've sung you a thousand hearts, I've dreamt you up a million stars, just to see from where we are, as if we had to look that far. And I've got no.
And then these lyrics, you know, there's a little tiny verse left, and then we go back into the thing.
A little bit of bass.
On wide open night sky. And all those times we. Fade on dark road, broken life.
We start to bring it all back up again.
And I've got nothing to do but to lay here to under wide open night sky. And all those times we failed to connect ourselves, fit on dark road, broken line.
Just fade it out at the end, as if the car is just pulling away into the distance, and then finally you can't see it anymore.
Yeah, we make the ending kind of drawn out, actually, by doing the vocals with an ooh sound instead of the words, and we drop that out, and it's just the instruments, and so it really is like it's just a slow
fade out
mm-hmm. into the horizon. There's a hopefulness in the performing of it, like quiet, content, hopefulness, and joyfulness. It's very stable while we sing it. And I just know when I'm singing it and I do the harmony with Senya, it feels really great. It just feels like a, you know, in this world that's so unstable and sometimes scary, and we're sometimes, you know, ripped apart from one another in small and big ways. And then to offer this to an audience, it's usually our second song in the set, and it's not busy and it's calm. You can look out to the audience, and I feel a real connection with them and with the band when we're performing this.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know, you sit here and talk about a song and you realize, wow, yeah, that actually is
true.
That's what it feels like when we perform it.
It is true.
If people want to hear more of your music, what should they do?
Oh, I think they should go to porchpartymamas.com. And I think you can download the songs from there. You can order them on CD Baby, and you can also download them from iTunes.
And you can also just contact us directly through the website, and we'll send you a physical copy. You can come to any of our shows.
We are also on Facebook and Instagram, a little bit on Twitter, but We're not really Twitters. Tweeters.
We don't tweet.
But if people come because they heard the podcast, they come hear us live, please come and introduce yourselves to
us. Oh, that would be great.
We love that.
Well, Jacob, how about your music? Where can we find yours?
Well, that's very nice of you to ask. My name's Jacob Haller. You can find my music at music.jwgh.org. And actually, I recently created a kind of master website that links to my music and my podcasts and everything that I'm doing. And that's at jacobhaller.com, H-A-L-L-E-R.
Jacob Haller, H-A-L-L-E-R.
Correct. And I have a website for this series at tellmeaboutyoursong.com. And I'm going to put together a blog post with links to all of your websites and everything we've been talking about. And people can find that at yoursongpodcast.tumblr.com. That's T-U-M-B-L-R. So with all that said, we're going to go out by listening to the song we've been talking about, Broken Line by the Porch Party Mamas. Thanks for listening.
I forgot what I just said. I lost a thought that I had. It must have slipped between the seat and the drumbeat. And I can see without my eyes. Pretend I'm running while you drive. We laugh about what I've forgotten. I love it when you read my mind. And I've got nothing to do but to lay here too on the wide open night sky. While those times we failed to connect ourselves fit on dark roads. Sky and land divide into a Mondrian without end. Red glare window through the night from that hotel neon light. This town was a poker game. It saw us coming. What was its name? And I got nothing to do but to lay on the wide open night sky. And all those times we failed to connect ourselves fade on dark road, broken light. Thousand hearts, I've dreamt you up a million stars just to see from where we are as if we had to look that far. And I've got nothing to do but to lay here to unwind. All those times we failed to connect ourselves fade on dark road, broken line. And I've got nothing to do but to lay here to on the wide open night sky. And all those times we failed to
You just roll. We're going to go. We're going to be spontaneous.
Okay, great.
She's I love it. Spontaneity, so she'll roll with it.
And we have cookies, too, so we're all set.
Oh, man.
I know.
Sorry we can't share them with you.
I know. I should have cookies. It's poor planning on my part.
We have Hershey's.
Oh, my God. All right.